You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled, I Wonder Why. Samantha, or Sam as her friends call her, is your typical 11-year-old girl. She has two brothers, a spunky 8-year-old named Huck and a 2-year-old named Joey. Let's join her and her friend Aaliyah as they zoom down a country road on their electric scooters.
Hey, are you going to sewing camp next week?
I wanted to, but I can't.
Why not?
Because our family is going camping.
That'll be fun.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
We're going because Mom and Dad are having a hard time.
Oh. What's wrong? Are they fighting?
You remember last year how my mom lost her baby before it was born?
Sure. We brought you dinner.
Yeah, well, I think it has something to do with that.
Maybe they're still sad about it.
Maybe.
Hey, race it to the end of the road.
You're on!
These red-winged blackbirds aren't very happy with us for some reason.
They probably have babies.
Hey, Sam? Do you know why we came here? Why we're camping this week?
Because of the baby?
Yeah. Well, sort of. Since that happened, it caused Mom and I to question a lot of things. We came here this week to hear from God. We've been asking Him what He wants us to do with the rest of our lives.
You always said God was good.
He is.
Then why did He let that happen to the baby?
I'm not sure, honey. The Bible says that all things work together for good, to those of us who love God. What that tells me is that although we don't understand why it happened, God is aware of it, and even has a plan to make it work together for our good.
Now they're dive-bombing us!
Yeah, I don't think we're welcome here. Run, Sam, before they get us! Good night, Huck. Night, Samantha.
Night, Dad.
Mom and I will come to bed a little later. You two be quiet so Joey doesn't wake up, okay?
Yes, Dad.
Nice fire, Kelly.
Brian, I just had a strange thought.
Yeah?
Well, I had this thought that we're supposed to go to India, live in an orphanage, and help orphans. Brian, say something.
I just had that same thought.
Wow.
Where's India?
Go to sleep, Huck.
Aren't you even a little excited about India?
No. I don't see why helping orphans means I need to get rid of all my stuff. Why can't we just leave it at Grandma's house? She has lots of room.
Oh, but honey, this is just stuff. It's all gonna break, and it doesn't really make us happy. On the other hand, loving without reason lasts for an eternity.
I don't get the whole loving without reason part of it.
Well, honey, when we love orphans, it's not because of what they can do for us. It's because God said...
Mom, is this my sandwich or Sam's?
You weren't eating that, were you?
Yeah.
Huck, I said yours was on the blue plate.
Sorry.
Oh, great. You ate half of it. Okay, I'll grab your EpiPen. Get in the car. Now, hurry. Sam, call Dad and tell him to meet me at the hospital.
Huck was deathly allergic to many things, including wheat, soy, and lentils. Thankfully, the hospital was able to administer epinephrine in time to open his airway. Several weeks later, the family said their goodbyes before boarding the plane to India.
I just don't want to leave.
But just think of it. There's going to be a farm, a jungle, cool animals. There might even be a monkey.
True.
Promise you'll write?
Every week.
Okay, honey. It's time. We need to board.
Bye.
I'll pray for you, Sam.
So, tell me about this orphanage.
Well, It was started by Australians some years ago. They've left, and for the last few months, a young lady named Julie's been keeping it going.
I bet she has her hands full.
Yeah. She's an orphan herself and grew up in the home, so she understands how things work. We're hoping to lighten up the load a bit.
Well, this is it. I'll get the gig.
Whoa, look at all those kids.
I like the house.
Brian, what kind of fields are those?
I'm not sure.
Excuse me, do you know what's growing in those fields?
I'm not a farmer, but I would say soya beans. And that's wheat over there.
Do you think that'll affect Huck?
I don't know. Be careful by them, okay, Huck?
Yes, sir.
Well, there is all the children.
Oh, that must be Julie. Yeah, she looks like the girl in the pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. One of those little girls just clocked the kid next to her in the head. Wouldn't want to cross her.
Uncle Brian, Aunt Kelly.
Hey, Julie.
You're finally here.
Kelly, this is Julie, the house mama. And this is my wife, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Glad to meet you. Julie, these are our kids. Samantha.
Hi.
Huck.
Hi.
And Joey.
Good to meet you. Please, follow me and I'll show you the house.
Dear Aaliyah, the flight was fine and we made it. I'm in my room upstairs right now. Our house is actually kind of cool. There's this long balcony called a veranda going around the house on the second floor. I can walk out on it from my bedroom. Down below is the courtyard. I guess there's this naughty black monkey that likes to jump from the trees onto the veranda. I haven't seen him yet, but I hope to soon.
Excuse me. Here are your towels, Sam.
Thanks. Hey, is it always this hot?
Yes. Actually, it gets hotter later in the year. Right now, it's pretty cool.
You call this cool?
You'd better get used to it.
Bye. Julie just brought me towels. She works here, and she's really pretty. Sometimes she's mean to the bad orphans. I think I'll like her.
Sam!
Well, that's all. Gotta go.
What, Huck? Look down here.
What?
See that rope by your hand? If you pull it, this bucket will come up to you.
So cool!
I wonder if we could lift Buzz. Wanna go for a ride, Buzz?
Yes, I did it before.
Get in.
Wow, it's really easy to lift him.
Whee!
Have to go in.
It'll cool you down. Trust me, you're gonna like it.
Are there crocodiles in the river?
I doubt it.
Tishara said that you need to be careful walking in the jungle because leopards have been trying to snatch kids.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna worry about that now. Here we are, guys.
Look at the rocks on the edges. They're like water slides. This place is great. Come on, Sam!
Here I come!
Sam! Get in here!
All right, I'm coming! Dear Leah, right now I'm watching Joey in the cow pasture sitting under my favorite mango tree. He's petting a baby cow. I've named him Tricky. We went swimming yesterday. It was a blast. I finished school, but the rest of the orphans are still doing their lessons. Mom helps them.
Dad
has us come and sit with the kids every night while he teaches Bible study. The kids are really naughty. They're always hitting and kicking each other and saying cruel things. I don't blame Julie for hitting them all the time. She's the helper I told you about. I don't know why Mom and Dad love these kids so much. They keep saying to love them without reason, but I don't think they deserve it. Gotta go! There's a big cow coming! What are these bugs on your face? And I think you might need a diaper change! Let's go find Mom.
I got it!
Give it back. We don't want to play with the sick little white boy.
I just have allergies.
Give me the ball.
don't touch it again. But next time, I'll make you bleed.
Hey, you leave my brother alone.
Are you going to stop me?
What's wrong, Huck?
That older boy knocked him down. Why are they so mean?
Because they have no father or mother to guide them and to teach them how to love.
We should pray for them.
That's a great idea, Huck.
You want some help?
Of course. I saw the kids picking on your brother again out there. I was going to come out and tell them to stop.
I'm so mad at how they treat Huck. He just wants a friend. He's a real nice guy.
I like Huck. And yeah, those kids are bad. I'll see what I can do.
To make a straight line, pick something to focus on across the field and keep steering toward it. Are you having a reaction from the wheat in the air?
I'm fine. Let's keep going.
Okay. You're doing good.
Dad, Julie and Tricia are fighting over there.
Stay with the tractor. Stop kicking him. Let him up.
You're a terrible giant.
Tushar, go inside and get cleaned up. I'll be in to talk to you in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Julie, this is unacceptable behavior. This is not the way we discipline. I mean, how will they ever learn to stop hitting and saying mean things when you're the worst one? We came here to love these children. Including you.
You don't know what it is you're talking about. Everyone leaves, and you will too.
We will always love you. And Jesus will never leave you.
Joey, you little sweetie, I feel so bad for you. Oh, these things are turning into blisters.
And they look painful.
Yeah, he's scratching himself raw. What do you think this is?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Are you getting it too?
I don't think so.
Come here. Does that itch?
Yeah. A little, I guess. But not until you touched it.
You have red spots from your cheek. Oh, down to your chin. That's how it started with Joey.
Maybe we got into poison ivy?
I don't know. It looks a little like poison ivy, but I don't think it grows here. I read that the shell from a cashew nut can cause a rash.
Yeah, don't think I've touched a cashew nut.
Well, here, I made the salve. It seems to be helping Joey stop itching.
Thanks.
Well, Joey, should we lay down together for a little siesta? What do they call it again here?
Vamkukshi. You know, I like that tradition. I'm going to join you two.
Man, these kids are so bad. They make our kids seem like angels.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, Julie didn't let me into the girls' dorm to tuck them in. She completely locked me out.
She's never experienced unconditional love. Mm. We can't stop trying to show them God's love, no matter how hard it is. He sent us here for this reason.
Okay, there is a big monkey in my house. Get him out of here.
Kids, look up here on the veranda. He's eating our chips and mango.
I know you, Huck. I know you. Cool.
Give us back our mangoes.
We call him brother.
Hey, you. Stop that. Come here.
Get him.
Monkey, get over here.
Who's the monkey king?
It's so hot. Mom, are we still going to town today? It's getting late.
I'm sorry, honey. Oh, we might have to wait until tomorrow. Julie and I are still talking.
I can't believe this. Aaliyah, we're supposed to go to town today, and I was going to buy your birthday present. But now, Mom's doing a Bible study with Julie. I'm sorry. I'm afraid your present will be late, provided the mail works and you even get it. I don't have any friends, and Mom and Dad are always busy with the bad children. My whole entire family is itching with these big red rashes that turn into blisters. Glad I don't have it. I'm just saying. It's the hot season now, and it's 120 degrees. I miss you, and I want to come home.
It's sort of romantic riding back from town in this horse-drawn carriage.
What do you call these again here in India?
We call this a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking. It's called a tonga.
Tonga, that's right.
Stay in my lap, Joe. We're almost home. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Aaliyah's gonna love that little box you bought her.
Yeah. Mom, what's wrong with Huck?
Huck?
I can't breathe.
He's having a reaction.
I bet it's the horse hair.
Do you have his medicine?
No. Oh, I left it at the house.
Driver, go faster.
Yeah. Go, Huck.
Go faster. You must keep breathing. Relax.
Down,
Don't talk. Delhi. Just breathe.
Get us up to the gate.
Huck, please don't die.
Right here. Stop the carriage. Sam, do you know where his medicine is?
Yes.
I'm going to carry him in. You run ahead of me and get the medicine ready.
I'm going.
Go, girl. Kelly, hand him to me, quick.
Here, take him.
Okay, son. Hang in there. It's gonna be all right. Hang in there. Oh, please, Jesus. Please don't let him die. Please, Jesus.
I love you.
It's gonna be all right.
Huck, can you hear me?
I'm all right.
Oh, Huck.
That was too close.
I don't know if I can keep doing this.
We need to pray. God, this seems too hard. We're afraid for our kids, and we don't see any fruit. We need a sign from you to know that we're supposed to stay.
Lord, thank you for helping me to breathe.
Thank you.
I love you, Tricky. You're such a sweet little gal. My brother Huck almost died today. I really, really hate this place. I don't even know why we came. The kids don't even like us. I think we might go home soon.
Made it through another day.
How did class go?
I don't know. There were a couple moments I had their attention, but most of the time I'm dealing with bad behavior. They just seem so hardened.
I'm sorry, hon. Oh, hi. Good evening, Julie.
Aunt Kelly, can I talk to you and Uncle Ryan for a minute? Mm-hmm.
Of course. What's up?
Uncle Ryan, I was thinking about what you said, about how to discipline the children. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. No one has loved us when we were bad before.
Julie, Jesus will always love you no matter what. And we will too.
I'm going to try and do better for you and Auntie, but mostly for Jesus.
That's a miracle, Julie. Keep looking to Jesus. He will help you become the person you want to be.
Mom, Dad, Julie, is something wrong?
Nope, we were just talking.
Oh, well, I just came to say goodnight.
Uh-oh, come over here.
What?
No, stand in the light. Oh, Sam, no. I'm afraid you're getting the horrible rash, too.
What? No!
That's not a rash. It's from the roof beetle.
What?
You know those little bugs crawling around?
Yeah.
If you squash them, they leave a poison on your skin. It's more poisonous than snake venom.
Are you sure about this, Julie?
Oh, yes. You must never smash them. You brush them off your skin carefully.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get a bad burn. It will itch for many weeks.
You've got to be kidding.
I can see you all have been smashing the beetles on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least now we know the source of our torment.
Okay, everybody. I have something important I'd like to talk about tonight before we end. For a long time, I had a hole inside my heart. Not a real hole that you could see, but I felt like I was missing something. I felt empty inside, and I tried to fill that with lots of different things. And then I met God, and He filled that emptiness. Do any of you feel like you may have a hole inside your heart today?
I think I have a hole in my heart. I feel it too. I know exactly what you're talking about, Uncle.
I know what you're talking about too. I have that hole in my heart.
Me too!
For 9 months and for hundreds of hours we've talked. And now, today, finally you realize there is an emptiness that only God can satisfy. Who wants to ask Him to come inside and fill their heart today?
Me, Uncle.
We want Jesus to fill that hole like He did for you.
Hey, you're raising two hands. That's great. Okay, you've convinced me you understand. Let's gather in a circle and I'll lead you in a prayer of surrender to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I have an emptiness in my heart.
I have an emptiness in my heart.
And I need you to fill it today.
And I need you to fill it today.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so sorry for being a bad boy. Please forgive me for how mean I have been.
I forgive you, Tusha.
I also forgive you. Everybody, I'm the person who has been stealing. I'm sorry for that. I too have stolen. Please forgive me.
Thank you, Julie, for cooking for us.
You're welcome, Tushar.
Okay, who wants cream of wheat for breakfast?
I love that stuff.
Hey, Huck, you feel up to eating down here today?
Yep. Your special bowl of oatmeal is still on the stove. I'll get it, okay?
I want wheat toast this morning.
What?
What are you talking about? You'll have a reaction.
God healed me from my wheat allergy last night, so I want a piece of wheat toast.
Brian, what do we do?
Oh, boy. Huck, I'll allow you to have one bite. But you're getting a shot if you even start itching. Mm.
Don't do it, Huck.
Anything?
Yum, I think I like wheat toast.
Is your throat itching? I mean, even a little?
Nope. Another piece, please.
What?
Jesus really healed
him. Tonight we celebrate.
Thank you.
I've been afraid to talk to you, and I've never understood before. Now you've healed Huck. Julie is learning to trust you. You've changed the kids, all 23 of them. I know you love us. Thank you that you love me. Please wash me clean and fill my heart too.
Sam, Huck's party's starting. Come on!
Aaliyah, it's been 14 months since we got here, and so much has changed. The kids are nicer now. Their teachers are saying they've become the best kids in class. God healed Huck, and now he can eat wheat, soy, and lentils. And he healed me, my heart. When I found out we were supposed to come here, I was so mad. I wondered why. Now I see. He had a plan all along. He wanted us to find Jesus. I'm so happy we did. Hope to see you soon. Your friend, Sam.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode has been entitled I Wonder Why. Names and minor details have been changed, but real people and events inspired this story. To find out more about this episode or to get your own copy of I Wonder Why, please visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com.
Hey guys, this is Michelle. We felt that after today's episode, we needed to offer a word of caution to our younger listeners. Huck suffered from a dangerous medical condition. It would have been a very bad idea for him to eat wheat without first talking to his parents. Even though he felt certain God healed him, he waited until his parents said it was okay so they could administer medicine if needed. If you suffer from allergies like Huck, never change your diet without first getting your parents' permission. You know, healing can be a difficult thing to understand. While God healed Huck's allergies, he hasn't yet healed my own little brother. If you have questions about this subject, make sure you talk to your parents or pastor. And thanks so much for listening.